That's called lulav shiva. The sukkah yom echad. Mashenkin, after mitzvah sukkah, there's only a mitzvah to make a bracha once. That's all. The sukkah is yom echad. Trashi. My time, what's the reasoning? Lulav de mitzvah leilois miyomim kol yoma mitzvah biyapin avshay. By lulav, the mitzvah is only by daytime, not at night. So every time it comes nighttime, it's a hefsig. Now it's not as the mana mitzvah. So when it comes the next day, it's still like a new mitzvah comes about. So you have to make another bracha. Sukkah, mashenkin, the mitzvah sitting and eating in the sukkah and sleeping there, to le mitzvah leilois miyomim. There's no hefsig, there's no break in the mitzvah. So neila kula shiva kechad yom arichadomi. All 7 days of the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah is like one long continuation of the mitzvah. It's like one long mitzvah that goes on for 7 days. Like in the middle of the night, if you want to eat, you have to eat in the sukkah. You want to sleep, you have to sleep in the sukkah. So the mitzvah goes on for a straight 7 days without a stop. So we look as if it's only one mitzvah, and therefore you only have to make one bracha at the beginning of sukkahs. The rabba bar bachon omer Rabbi Yechanan, just the opposite. Sukkah shiva. Sukkah, you have to make a special bracha every day. Seven brachas. The lulav yom echad. And lulav, he holds you only make one bracha on the lulav. Why? My timer. Sukkah diyaraisa shiva. Since the sukkah is a mitzvah diyaraisa, it's a choshiva mitzvah, so every day you make a new bracha. So according to this svar, I don't know if it means only seven brachas. Could mean, he also means the way we do. Like every time you go into the sukkah, whenever you had a hefsig, you went outside and you mafsig, you did other things, when you come back in again to eat, you have to make a bracha. So sukkah, that's midiraisa, every time you come in, maybe you have to make another bracha. Or else the lashon is maybe only seven, every day a couple of them you have to make the bracha. Ma'ashenkein lulav de rabbonin. Lulav, since it's only a mitzvah de rabbonin, sagalei b'chad yom. It's enough to make the bracha just once. So Rashi learns, v'lulav yenechod, the Ava Pisha Nito Kol Shiv, though we use the lulav all 7 days, that's only Zechel HaMikdash. Same Mavorchen Boy, Elo Yerish and Shumin HaTorah. The first day that we take the lulav, that's Midiraisa, that we make a bracha. Mashenkin, the rest of the days, that's only Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. So this man, the Yom, holds that on mitzvahs Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. And we'll soon see, we don't hold like that. Like we know, we do make brachas on mitzvahs Rabonin. But that Tishitia, that on mitzvah Midirabonin, we don't make a bracha. So therefore, lulav, that's only midiraisa the first day, you only make one bracha. Mashenke and sukkah, it's midiraisa, all seven, you make every day another bracha. Well, kiyosi Ravin, when Ravin came, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, he said over the name of Rabbi Yechanan, echod zeh v'yechod zeh shiva. That's the way we do. Both the lulav, we make a bracha every single day, and the wadin on the sukkah, we also make a bracha every single day. Well, it's not totally in days, it's totally whenever you leave the sukkah, you have a hefsik. And then you come back again, you have to make another bracha. So he says, Omer Rav Yosef, Nokit the Rabba Barbachon of Yodecha. Keep this halacha of Rabba Barbachon in your hands. The Kula Amaroi Kaime Kavose the sukkah. All the Amaroim hold like Kim, a koponim again to the mitzvah sukkah, that you have to make a special bracha every single day. So Rashi, the Kula Amaroi, Mishmei the Rabbi Yechon and Kaime, says over the name of Rabbi Yechon and Kavose, the sukkah. That I call upon him sukkah, you have to make a bracha all 7 days. Well, Shmuel Rabbi Yechon, Alok Rabbi Yechon, Kein Matzasti B'Soyt Rabbi Yaakov. Even though Shmuel says not like that, but Machloek is between Shmuel and Rabbi Yechon, Halach is like Rabbi Yechon. As it's all the Amroyim hold that Rabbi Yechon holds like this, that on a sukkah you have to make a bracha every day, so therefore we hold like that for sure on sukkahs, you have to make a bracha every time you come into the sukkah when you had a hefsek in between. Mar Meisle, I have a kash on this. The locher is ha'oiseh lulav liyatzmoy. If somebody makes the lulav for himself, trashi merev yomtif before yomtif, oimer you're supposed to say baruch shechiyano v'kimono v'giyano lazman azeh. The trashi go to make the lulav, you make a bracha shechiyano. The ma'aser our minig is we don't make the shechiyano, but trashi we make the lulav, but rather we're samech on the shechiyano we make at the beginning of yomtif, we make by kiddush. But mi'ikber din, if you want, you could say a shechiyano, but trashi you make the lulav. Not lalot says boy. Then when it comes the first day Yom Tov, when you pick up the lulav, I'm not to do the mitzvah. Oima, you say Baruch Hashem Kedishanu Bevitzayse Vesivanu Al Nativas Lulav. You make the bracha to mekayim the mitzvah. The Yavav Pisha Berech Olav Yom Rishon. Even though you made a bracha on the lulav the first day, Chayzer Mavara Kol Shiva. You have to say over again the bracha every day, the way we do. Every day you take the lulav, you make another bracha.
Zweite, oi se sukkul yatsme. Somebody makes a sukkah for himself, Rashi says, interessant, v'loy lacherim. Not for somebody else. You're making it for yourself. Is oime, you say, boruch, shechiyonu, v'kimonu, v'yigonu lazman azeh. Whereas it could be, maybe you make a bracha, maybe if you make a sukkah for a few people, maybe then you have to make a bracha atoyev yametiv then. Like always you say, when the simcha is with you and with somebody else, then you make atoyev yametiv. When the simcha is only for you, then you make a shechiyonu. If that's what Rashi, maybe that's what Rashi means. I don't know, it tastes a little bit different. 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 If you make the, no, listen, if you make the sukkah for somebody else, then you don't have to make the, you don't have to make the bracha. It's only if you make the sukkah for yourself. All right. So kids, if you make the sukkah, le'atzmoy, oyim me'borach shechiyonu v'kimonu v'yigonu l'zman hazeh. Nichnas le'shavuot, then when it comes the night of sukkahs, when you go inside your sukkah to do the mitzvah, Oyma, you say a bracha asher kedishanu b'mitzvaysa v'tzibonu leishay basukah. You have to make the bracha leishay basukah. The chiva and sheberech yom rishon. Since you made the bracha the first day, the first night when you went to the sukkah, shuv einem mevorach. After that, you don't have to make any more brachas. So you see clearly that by lulav every single day, you do have to make a special bracha. Mashenkein by sukkah, you just make the bracha once, and that's all. For the mar kashya lulav alulav. It's a kasha lulav on lulav. Like, do you have to make a bracha rule 7 or not? Kasha sukkah on sukkah. It's a kasha sukkah on sukkah. Before you just got finished saying, the locher is like Rabbi Yochanan that we pass in, you have to make a bracha every time in the sukkah. And here it's mashma, you only make the bracha once on the sukkah. And it was also mashma, since we pass in Rabbi Yochanan by sukkah, mashma by lulav, we don't hold like that. Lulav, you only have to make a bracha once. And here it's mashma, every day you have to make a bracha. So where it says, Bishleim lulav on lulav le kasha, Bishleim lulav is not a kasha. Kan bizman shebesim mitishkayim. Kan bizman shein besim mitishkayim. As this Bryce is talking about, bizman they had the besim mitish. So bizman they had the besim mitish. Then the mitzvah was midiraisa. Therefore, you make a bracha called shiva. Rashi kan bizman besim mitish mevorchin olav b'mitish. In the besim mitish, you make the bracha all 7 days. Al matilas lulav. Kol shiva. The midiraisa he. Rabbi Yochanan the totally time of midiraisa. Like hold the Rabbi Yechon attacker that the svar is when it's a mitzvah of the raisa we make a brachom. On a mitzvah of the rabban attacker you don't make a brachom. So only this man we had the base of migdash in the base of migdash. There it's a mitzvah of the raisa take the lulav all 7 days. So all 7 days you attack has to make a bracha on the tilas lulav. Mashen can hear that we've passed him before. You don't make the bracha all 7 days. That's going bizman is there when we don't have the base of migdash. So now the mitzvah of the raisa is only the first day. So the first day we make a brachom on the tilas lulav. But the rest of the days, we don't make a bracha. El sukkah, sukkah kasha. But call part of the theory in the mitzvah of sukkah. Sukkah is the mitzvah of the rice for all 7 days. So how come here the rice says, you only make a bracha once, and that's all? So the Marin says, Enechnam mitan noihi. It's like the true of Adat HaMachlokes HaNoyim. The Tanya will learn like this. Tfilin, kol zeman shemenichin, mevorach aleihem. Divrei Rebbe. Tfilin, kol zeman, you put them on. And you put them on in the morning. Then you took them off, you went to the base of Kisei. Then you put them back on again, you have to make a second bracha. You only have to make one bracha. Since it's one mitzvah the whole day, even though you mistiach dash, you take it off in between, so what? Since it's the same mitzvah the whole day, you only have to make one bracha at the beginning. That's the svar by sukkah also. Even though sukkah is a mitzvah midiraisa, but lamaisa, it's one long mitzvah. It's a mitzvah for 7 days to live in a sukkah. Even though you have a hesek hadas, you go out of the sukkah, you do other things, when you come back, he holds, you don't have to make another bracha. Rashi calls them on shemenichen. V'yafilu cholson, you took them off of menichen, me'yapom v'yoyim. You took them off, put them on 100 times, you have to make 100 brachas. V'gavi sukkah name, the same thing by mitzvah sukkah. Afagav le'mitzvah ke'leilis, even though it's one long mitzvah, the night is not interrupted, it's a mitzvah by night also. U'kechad yoyim arichu, mevorchin olei, b'chol yoyim. It's as if you take off the tefillin and put them back on again. So anytime you have a hesek hadas, like you go out of the sukkah and come back in again, you have to make another bracha. Mashenki and the Brice, it says only one bracha, that goes according to the chomin. The chomin say, Ein v'baruch el ha-shachas v'vad. Itmar abayi rome hilchus suk rebi. We pass the locha like rebi, that's what we do, that you take off your tefillin, you have hesek hadas. When you put it back on again, you have to make another bracha. So adin by sukkah will be the same thing also. You have to make a bracha every time you come in. For Rabbi Roma, hilchos sukkah rabbanon. The loch is like the rabbanon. No, you only make one bracha on tefillin in the morning, and that helps for the whole day, because it's one long mitzvah the whole day. Or then by sukkah, one bracha at the beginning, and that helps for all 7 days. Omar Rav Mori, bro de Bashmuel, the daughter of Bashmuel, the son of the daughter of Bashmuel, Chazin alei l'Rava, I saw Rava, the layoviv kishmaite. He did not do the way he paskins. Even though he paskins, you only have to make one bracha, I saw he doesn't do like that. Ela makdim v'koyi v'yayla beis akisei. He put on tefillin in the morning, then, or could be got up in the morning first, v'koyi v'yayla beis akisei, went to the beis akisei, v'nofka came out of the beis akisei in the morning, or Moshe Yodi washed his hands, or monach tefillin, he put on the tefillin, or mavorach, he made a bracha on the tefillin. V'chayitzor zimna achrina, and again on the day when he had to go to the beis akisei a second time, ayol beis akisei, again he took off his tefillin, he went into the beis akisei, v'nofek, when he came out of the beis akisei the second time, o Moshe Yodeh, he washed his hands, o monach tefillin, he put back on the tefillin again, o mevorach, and he did make a second bracha. You see, Rava did not act the way he himself paskin before. Rashi, ela kol zaman de monach tefillin mevorach, kol zaman he put on, he had to make another bracha. So Gemara says, v'yana nami k'rebi avdinin, we also do like Rebbe, that's the halacha. That any time you have a siach das from the mitzvah, then you do it over again, you have to make another bracha. Or mevorachin kol shiva, who are din by sukkah, the same halacha. So Rashi, mevorachin kol shiva, v'yaf agav dikachad yomhu, even though really all 7 days of sukkahs is like one long day, because it's one long mitzvah, there's no interruption, there's no time the mitzvah stops. Still, every time you go out of the sukkah, and you have a siach das, you have to make another bracha. Over lulav nami, kol shiva. Lulav also we paskin to make a bracha all 7 days. V'yaf agav de midrabonin, even though lulav is only midrabonin, now b'saman is there the other 6 days, mevorchin olei, we make a bracha on the mitzvah de rabonin. Ki hecha de mevorchina b'ner chanukah. The same way we know, we make a bracha by ner chanukah. Because we hold even on a mitzvah midrabonin, also the din is to make a bracha. Over megillah, the rabonin, the komlei rabu shmuel b'chachitosei, the lulav. Rav and Shmuel both have the same halacha. Rav and Nami Mishmed Rabbi Yechon Amal Lulav Shiva. So therefore, even though before we said, yeah. So therefore, by Lulav, we hold Shiva all 7 days, you have to make a bracha. Because we hold halacha, even our mitzvah, the Rabbon, and also you make a bracha. Right. Oma Mazutra. Chazin alei le Rav Papi. I saw Rav Papi, the chol emas, the monach tefillin. Anytime he put on tefillin, mevorach. He put on tefillin a few times during the day, each time he put them on, he made another bracha. Rabbonin devei Ravashi. He also saw the Rabbonin, the Talmidin by Ravashi, that kol emas, the mishamshei behu, kol zaman the mishamish, they moved around the tefillin, mevorchin, they also made a bracha. So what does it mean they moved around the tefillin? So Rashi says, the mishamshei behu, the kaimalon chayvodim lemashmas with tefillin kol shor. That you're supposed to touch your tefillin all the time, but to make sure you remember you're wearing the tefillin. Kal v'chayim mitzit, the parakam of the yuma. Just like there's a mitzvah by the tzitz to remember the whole time, who didn't film also. Just like a chiddush. Even though they just moved it, they used to make a bracha. This much we don't hold like. Unless only in the case that when you move your tefillin, you moved it off the wrong, the whole spot. Like if you move your tefillin all the way off the makam tefillin, and then you put it back on again, that's called like your new mitzvah, and you have to make the bracha over again. Because when you don't move it out of its place, you don't have to make another bracha. Omer Rav Yudah Mashmuel. Mitzvah lulav kol shiva. Like we do, the mitzvah is to make a bracha all 7 days on lulav. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Yomar, Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav. No, only the first day do you have to make, is there mitzvah lulav. Mikan v'yelach mitzvah sekenim. After it, it's only a mitzvah sekenim. What does that mean, mitzvah sekenim? Like it's only with the Rabbanin. So therefore, you know, you don't have to make a bracha. Rashi, Yom Rishon mitzvah lulav yiraisa. V'yikar avoy bracha. The first day that's midi raisa to take the lulav, we have to make a bracha. Mikan v'yelach mitzvah sekenim. Rabbi Yechnin ben Zakar sayosai ud rabbanin leboi brocha. It's only at akonim mid rabbanin to do a zeichel amigdash, and these shittas hold that in a mitzvah mid rabbanin you don't have to make a brocha. For Rabbi Yitzchok Omar, no. Kol yoyma mitzvah sekenim. All the days of the mitzvah sekenim. For at the Gemara, that means all the days to take the lulav is only mid rabbanin. For at the Gemara, v'yafil l'yoyim rishayin. Even the first day of Sukkah Sosi, you want to say it's only mid rabbanin to take the lulav. V'lakaymelon we hold to Yom Rishon D'Raisa. That was the whole Gemara here. V'lakachtel lechem b'Yom Rishon Priyat Hadar. That the first day of Sukkot is a mitzvah of the Raisa, even outside the Beis Hamikdash, even b'zman is there to take the lulav. So how could you tell me it's only with the Rabbanin?
Eimo, you have to answer bar miyom rishon. He means excluding the first day. In other words, the next 6 days is only with the Rabbanim. For the Mori Yochi, if so, Hainu the Rabbi Shuba Levi. That's the same thing that Rabbi Shuba Levi said. That the Yikim Mitzvah is the first day, that's with the Raisi, you make a bracha. And the next 6 days is only with the Rabbanim, you don't make a bracha. Eimo, what you should say is, Yichain Om Rabbi Yitzchok. Rabbi Yitzchok also holds the same thing like Rabbi Shua. Then later. That the bracha is only the first day with the Raisa. The next 6 days, you don't have to make a bracha. Mar says now, V'af Rav, Rav also holds, V'af Rav Sova Kol Shiva, Mitzvah Lulav. That you have to take the lulav all 7 days and make a bracha on it. Even though it's only Midirabonim the next 6 days, but we hold even on a mitzvah, Midirabonim also to make a bracha. The Omer Rabbi Chiya Barashi, Omer Rav, Hamadlik Ner Shachanaka. If somebody lights the Ner Shachanaka, even though it's only a mitzvah Midirabonim, Sarach Lavorach, you have to make a bracha before you light the Ner Chanaka. You see, clearly, even though we have to make a bracha, Shekhi Yishonim, if it's voice of Vitzivonu, we say Vitzivonu, it doesn't have to be a Vitzivonu from Hashem, from the Torah, it could be a Vitzivonu from the Rabbanin. You could also say Nusach HaBracha. We have Yom Yoma, Haroya Ner Shachanaka, if somebody sees the Ner Shachanaka, Saruch Levorach, he also has to make a bracha. It's in the case where you didn't light your own menorah, and you go in the street and you see somebody else's menorah, you can make a bracha just by the Riyah, just by seeing it. My mevorach, what do you want bracha do you make? Om Rav Yehuda, Yom Rishon HaMadlik, mevorach Sholish. The first day of Chanukah, if you like your own menorah, you have to make three brachas. You make a bracha like Ladlik Ner, Shos and Isim, and Shechiyonu. Haroya, somebody that doesn't light, he doesn't have his own menorah. He only sees somebody else's menorah. Mevorach Shtayim, he makes a Shos and Isim, and he makes a Shechiyonu. Mikan V'elech, after the first day of Chanukah, Madlik Mevorach Shtayim. The one that lights his own menorah has to make two brachas, lahadlik and shos nisim. For roya, if somebody doesn't have his own menorah and he's not mishtatif with the person, he only sees it from outside. Mevorach achas, he only has to make one bracha. Or my mevorach, what's the bracha? Baruch asher kedushanu mitzvah v'tzivanu lahadlik ner shachanuka. This is not going on a person that sees. But on a person that's madlik, what bracha is the bracha sa mitzvah that you do? B'shas you light your menorah, the nusach is. We say the nusach of vitzivonu, we were commanded to do it. For the Gemara of Ahecha Tzivonu, where were we commanded? Hashem didn't say anything about a mitzvah Chanukah. How could you say vitzivonu? The Gemara says Milay Sosser. From the Pasuk of Milay Sosser, the Torah says, don't go away from whatever the Chum tell you. So the Kitzur, when the Chum tell you to do something, you have a mitzvah to listen to them. So the tzivonu is that the Torah said you have to listen to what the Chum tell us to do. So even though the Maisa is called the mitzvah of the Rabbanan, but it still could be called vitzivonu. For Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchak Amar, from another pasuk, the pasuk says Shalom Yichav Yad Gedcha. As you ask your fathers, they'll tell you. In other words, the Chum have the right to tell you what to do. So if the Chum tell you to do a mitzvah, it's considered you have a commandment not to do the mitzvah. But still, it's only called the Rabbanim. Like even though it's a Chiddush, even though really, it's like the Torah telling you to do it. Because the Torah tells us we have to listen to the Chachamim. And the Chachamim have a right to tell us to do things. So when the Chachamim now tell us to do Ner Chanukah, it is as if the Torah is telling us to listen to the Chachamim. So really it should also be called like a mitzvah midiraisa. So why is there always a cloud? Sofik mitzvah Rabbanim golakula. If you're Sofik, if you lit the menorah, or you didn't light the menorah, you don't have to light over again. Why not? I had to Sofik. So you have to say these are the Gedarm of the Rabbanim. When the Rabbanim went to make their mitzvahs, this is the way they made their mitzvahs. They made their mitzvahs in the Neufin, that if you have a suffix, if you're in doubt, if you did the mitzvah or not, you don't have to do it. True, they could have said, we want you to do it over again, but that's the way the Rabbanim made up their mitzvahs. As if to say, the Rabbanim said, if you're in doubt, you don't have to do it anymore. Now, Shanky, when a terrorist does something to do it, then we say, if you're in doubt, you have to do it over again. But I call upon them, it's called Vitzivonu, we're commanded by the Torah, by the Pasuk of Loi Sosor, or else from Shalom Vichav Yad Getchaz, Kenecha V'yayim Muloch. But we have to listen to the Chachamim. Mor says, now, my Mamayit, like which bracha don't you say after the first day of Chanukah? Zman, you don't say Shechiyonu. Eim Mamayit, Neis, Neis Koyayim Yisra. But that's not a Svara. Avad Shos, needs me have to say every day, because the Neis took place all 8 days of Chanukah. Mashenk, and Shechiyonu, that's always you only say it the first day, and not more. Rav Nachman, Rav Yitzchok, Mastin Lo Behedja. He learned clear like this. So Rashi wat lohod di Rav kabi lulav. Lo yishom lo mechlal dan erchanika. He said clear that Rav said it in by lulav itself and didn't have to learn it out from the din of Ner Chanukah. That Omar Rav, he learned clearly, Rav himself said, Kol Shiva Mitzvah Lulav, that the mitzvah of lulav is every day when you take the lulav, you have to make a bracha. Even though it's only midrabbanan the next 6 days, we still make a bracha on the mitzvah midrabbanan. Tana Rabbanan, we learned before, like, Hoise Sukkah Liatzma, if someone makes a sukkah for himself, Oimeh Baruch Shech Yonu, you have a right to make a Shech Yonu b'shas you build your sukkah, providing it's within 30 days of sukkahs. Nichnas Leishuvbo, when it comes the night of sukkahs to go inside it, you come in and sit down, Oimeh Baruch Hashech Yonu Leishuvba Sukkah. Hoiso Asuya of Yemedis, let's say you had the sukkah ready made, standing from last year ready. In Yochol Echadesh Badovya, you could do something new to the sukkah, Mevorach, you could also make a bracha Shech Yonu. In Lav, if you don't do anything new to it, Lekishikonet Leishuvbo Mevorach Shtayim, when you go into the sukkah to sit down, then you make the two brachas. Leishev Asukah and Azman. You also make a Shech Yonu. It's not really for the building of the sukkah, but for the mitzvah sukkah, that we're able now to make the mitzvah sukkah, we make a Shech Yonu the first time, like the mitzvah, the beginning of the mitzvah, the simchas the mitzvah, we make a Shech Yonu. Omer Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi said like this, Chazinen Leila Rav Kana, I saw Rav Kana, Tikaoma Lahu Lekula, Akis Akosa de Kedusha. And that's how many goes on. That even though Rav Kana went and built the sukkah before sukkahs, he did not make the Shech Yonu then, b'shas he built the sukkah, but rather he waited until the first night he came into the sukkah, and he made a Shech Yonu, and he made a Kiddush, and b'shas he made the Kiddush like we do at the end of Kiddush, that's when he made the Shech Yonu. So, by some cost, there's an Indian anyway always to make a Shech Yonu ala kais. So, maybe if you could do both, to make the Shech Yonu ala kais, b'shas Kiddush is better that way. Even though if you say the Shech Yonu b'shas you build the sukkah, it's not a bracha levatala, but it's better like we do, wait until you make Kiddush, and then when you say the Shech Yonu, have in mind also for the building of the sukkah. Tana Rabbanan, to Santa Machlokes, Hoyu lefon of mitzvahs harbi. Let this somebody had a lot of mitzvahs to do. He has to put on his talis now, he has to put on his fill now, he has to do mitzvahs lulav right now, he has to do a lot of mitzvahs. Is Oimeh Baruch Asher Kedishanu b'mitzvahs v'tzvanu ala mitzvahs. He can make one mitzvah full of them. Make a general klal. Ala mitzvahs, that's enough. Rabbi Yehuda holds in the lachas like that, no. Mevorach ha-kol akas v'yachas, bifnei yatzma. Every single bracha needs its own mitzvah, and you have to make a special bracha for each mitzvah. Some say the chakir is, it's a shayla, what's all the svara to make a brichas a mitzvahs? How come before we do a mitzvah, we have to make a bracha? So some say it's a hachono, that's the way you prepare yourself before you do the mitzvah. Before you do a mitzvah, you can't just go and run to do the mitzvah. You have to make a little preparation before you do the mitzvah. So we make a bracha, that's where we prepare ourselves for the mitzvah. So if it's only a preparation, so if you have five mitzvahs to do, you can make like one preparation for all five of them. So Melech has to make one bracha for all of them. Other chakir is no. Not that the Rabbani said to make a bracha, the bracha now is a chelik of the mitzvah. That every single mitzvah needs its own bracha. Because the chelik of the mitzvah now is to do the bracha. The bracha is the chelik of the mitzvah. That's why you have five mitzvahs, you have to make five separate brachas. Because each mitzvah needs its own bracha. Because the bracha is not just a davar min achutz, a preparation to do mitzvahs, but it's mamash a chelik of the mitzvahs. Omer Rabbi Zeira, v'itayim Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Hilchos Sakri Rabbi Yehuda. That's not like Rabbi Yehuda, that you make five different brachas. V'yamer Rabbi Zeira, v'itayim Rabbi Chanina bar Papa. My time of the Rabbi Yehuda, what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? If you have a few mitzvahs in front of you, make each separate bracha. Rashi says, mitzvahs harbe, leap the lulav, leishe v'sukul, and yech tfilin, l'satei batitis, ala mitzvahs yelach v'osim. So I know what's the time of Rabbi Yehuda? The pasuk says, Boruch Hashem yoyim yoyim. You have to bless Hashem every single day. V'chi b'yoyim mevorchin oisoy, ovalai lein mevorchin oisoy. What's the pshat yoyim yoyim, only by day, not by night? Ela means to say like this, Boloim comes to teach us, Boloim alucho, v'cho yoyim v'yoyim tein loy mein b'choysev. Every single day, give a special bracha to what causes. What that day is special. What does that mean? Rashi, kol yoyim v'yoyim mein b'choysev. Shel Shabbos mein shel Shabbos. Shel choyl mein shel choyl. Shel yomtev mein shel yomtev hamoira. Anything comes about special, you have to make a special bracha to shame that thing. It's hochinami. V'chol dover v'dover, anything special you are doing, tein loy mein b'choysev. You have to make a special bracha for each special thing you're doing. So if you're doing four or five mitzvahs, each one needs its own bracha. The Yom Rab Zeira Vitaimer Rabbi Chanina Bar Papa Borei, come and see Shaloi Kimidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu Midas Bas V'Dom. Our Midas, our actions are not like HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Midas Bas V'Dom. What's our Midas of a Bas V'Dom? A person Kli Reikon and empty, Kli and empty vessel Machzik, could hold something. If you have an empty cup, you can fill it up with water. Mole, if you have a full cup already, ain't the machzor, you can't put something new into it. Abu mi does the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just the opposite. Mole machzik. If you're a person of tzaddik, you mole your Shemaim, Hashem fills you up with more. Reikon, if you're empty though, you don't know too much, ain't the machzor, you don't get too much. Shenem the Pasuk says, for ho yim shemoya tishma. That means im shemoya, if you heard already tishma, you'll be zecha to hear more. V'yim lav lo tishma, if you didn't hear ready, you didn't learn, you won't be able to hear more. Davar achar, im shomu b'yoshin, if you heard the old stuff already, tishma b'chodesh, you'll be able to learn new. In other words, if you're full with chokhma, you'll get more chokhma. V'yim yifne levavcha, but if you take your heart away not to learn, you're empty, shuv lo tishma, you won't be zecha to hear anymore. Trashi, mole machzik masha neisnul seichoi, mole ena machzik masha teisev alov. Im shemay tishma, im rogakta lishemay oz tishma. If you're wrong, you're learning, you'll be able to learn more. Tocha lomad lo hoisif. V'yim lav shloi hittis oznucha v'yadusach lishemay, if you didn't listen when you were young, lo tishma liachas man lo yaspiko biyotcha. It won't come so easy later on. Dov rachar, im ata shemay biyoshin tatsa tunucha v'kishishamata. And if you chazen what you learned, if you learned something and you review it, then tishma v'chodesh. Tizchachim boi lohovin devorim chadoshim, mitzach devorim yishonim. You remember the old things, and it'll help you to remember the new things also. But if you don't review what you learned, you give up what you learned already, if you take your heart away, then you won't be able to learn so good new stuff. All right.